This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Welcome to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. Let's dive into the latest market movements. Yesterday was quite eventful, with U.S. stocks taking a hit due to tariff updates and the ECB cutting interest rates by 0.25% as expected. The euro has seen a strong rally, impacting the DXY index significantly.
That's right. The ECB's decision and downgraded growth forecasts highlighted weak consumer confidence and trade risks, which have been weighing on the eurozone economy. Meanwhile, President Trump's tariff delay for Canada and Mexico has added to market uncertainty.
And let's not forget the U.S. balance of trade deficit, which increased by 34% month over month to $131.4 billion. This could have implications for the dollar's strength going forward.
Indeed. The upcoming non-farm payrolls report will be crucial in determining the dollar's direction. A strong jobs report could reverse some of the dollar's recent losses, while a weak report might further erode its value.
From a technical standpoint, we're seeing some interesting patterns emerge. The EURUSD, for instance, is showing a bullish trend on the daily chart with support at around 1.0629. A break above this level could signal further upside 3.
That's a great point. Fundamentally, the euro's strength is also driven by positive economic data from Germany, which has been supporting the currency's rally.
Moving to the USD/JPY, we've seen a significant drop recently. The yen's safe haven appeal has been strong, especially with market volatility increasing ahead of major economic announcements.
Yes, and the yen's strength is also linked to concerns about the dollar's reserve status and broader economic uncertainty.
The EURUSD is currently trading around 1.07, with a bullish trend on the daily chart. Support is at 1.0629, and a break above 1.08 could signal further upside. The pair is heavily influenced by ECB decisions and Eurozone economic data.
Fundamentally, the euro's strength is supported by positive German economic updates and a weaker dollar due to tariff uncertainties and economic data 5.
The GBP/USD is trading around 1.3, with resistance at 1.25. The pound has been volatile due to Brexit-related uncertainties, but technical indicators suggest a potential short-term rally 1.
Yes, and the pound's movement is also influenced by broader market sentiment and the dollar's strength, which has been impacted by U.S. economic data 5.
The USD/JPY has dropped significantly, trading around 1.34. The yen's safe haven appeal is strong, and technical indicators suggest a potential short-term bounce. However, the trend remains bearish 1.
That's right. The yen's strength is driven by economic uncertainty and the dollar's weakening reserve status.
The US DRY/CHF is trading around 0.93, with support at 0.92. The franc has been benefiting from its safe haven status, similar to the yen, and technical indicators suggest a potential short-term rally 1.
Fundamentally, the franc's strength is also linked to broader market volatility and the dollar's decline 5.
The odd USD is trading around 0.67, with resistance at 0.68. The Aussie has been influenced by commodity prices and Chinese economic data, which have been mixed recently 1.
Yes, and the Aussie's movement is also sensitive to global economic trends and the dollar's strength 5.
The USD CAD is trading around 1.33, with support at 1.32. The loonie has been strong due to positive Canadian trade data and a weaker dollar 1.
That's right. The Canadian economy has shown resilience, which has supported the loonie's strength against the dollar won.
The NZD/USD is trading around 0.62 with resistance at 0.63. The Kiwi has been volatile due to global economic uncertainty and commodity price fluctuations won.
Yes, and the Kiwi's movement is also influenced by broader market sentiment and the dollar's strength 5.
For the EU/USD, we recommend a long position at 1.650 with a stop loss at 1.620 and a take profit at 1.75. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:2 and the time horizon is medium term. Confidence level, medium 3.
Fundamentally, this trade is supported by the euro's recent strength and positive economic data from Germany. However, traders should be cautious of any unexpected ECB announcements 5.
For the GBP/USD, a short-term long position at 1.2250 with a stop loss at 1.22 and a take profit at 1.2350 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:1.5 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, low 1.
This trade is more speculative due to Brexit uncertainties, so risk management is crucial. Traders should monitor political developments closely 5.
For the USD/JPY, a short-term long position at 133.50 with a stop loss at 132.50 and a take profit at 135 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:2 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, medium.
This trade is driven by technical indicators suggesting a potential bounce. However, fundamental factors like economic uncertainty could invalidate this trade if they worsen 1.
For the USD/CHF, a short-term long position at 0.9250 with a stop loss at 0.92 and a take profit at 0.935 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:1.5 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, medium 1.
This trade is supported by the franc's safe haven appeal, but traders should be cautious of any unexpected shifts in market sentiment 5.
For the AUD/USD, a short-term short position at 0.6750 with a stop loss at 0.680 and a take profit at 0.6652 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:2 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, medium 1.
This trade is influenced by commodity prices and global economic trends. Traders should monitor Chinese economic data closely for potential impacts on the Aussie 5.
For the US CAD, a short-term short position at 1.3350 with a stop loss at 1340 and a take profit at 1325 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:2 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, medium 1.
This trade is supported by positive Canadian trade data and a weaker dollar. However, traders should be cautious of any unexpected shifts in oil prices 5.
For the NZD/USD, a short-term long position at 0.61 fee with a stop loss at 0.610 and a take profit at 0.6252 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is about 1:2 and the time horizon is short-term. Confidence level, low 1.
This trade is more speculative due to global economic uncertainty. Traders should monitor commodity prices and broader market sentiment closely 5.
Looking ahead, the upcoming non-farm payrolls report is a major risk factor. A strong jobs report could reverse some of the dollar's recent losses, while a weak report might further erode its value. 5.
Yes, and traders should also be cautious of any unexpected central bank announcements or geopolitical developments, which could significantly impact currency markets. 1.
Additionally, market volatility is high, so risk management is crucial. Traders should keep an eye on key technical levels that could trigger significant moves. 5.
Absolutely. And don't forget to consider intermarket relationships such as correlations between currencies and commodities, which can also influence trading decisions. 5.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Forex analysis on the Money Mosaic. We hope you found our insights helpful.
Don't forget to catch our end-of-week shares and index funds roundup on Saturday and alternative investment opportunities on Sunday. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic. Today, we're diving into a fascinating ETF portfolio. Let's start with the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF. Current market data shows a closing price of approximately 853.40 GBX with an intraday movement of minus 0.04% today. Over the past week, it's up about 2.5%, and for the month, it's around 2.5%. Year to date, it's performing well at about 8.3%.
Fund metrics for this ETF reveal a daily volume of about 2.87 million shares, which is slightly above its average 30-day volume. The current AUM is around £12.33 billion, with estimated daily fund flows being relatively stable. It's trading at a slight premium to its NAV, and the expense ratio is a competitive 0.07%.
Top holdings include AstraZeneca PLC at 8.28%, HSBC Holdings PLC at 0.62%, Shell PLC at 7%, Unilever PLC at 5.21%, and RELX PLC at 3.28%. Today, AstraZeneca is down about 0.2%, while Shell is up around 0.1%.
From a technical standpoint, this ETF is currently testing its support level around 840 GBX. Resistance is at about 870 GBX. Given the strong momentum in large cap stocks, I'd rate this as a hold with a price target of 880 GBX over the next 3 months. Position size should be moderate, around 20% of the portfolio.
This ETF closely tracks the FTSE 100 index, which has been influenced by UK economic data and Brexit developments. The pound's strength against the euro has also played a role in its performance.
The sector-specific impact here is notable, especially in energy and healthcare, which have been driving the index's recent gains.
Moving on to the iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, its latest closing price is around $430 USD, with an intraday movement of about 0.2% today. Over the past week, it's up approximately 1.5%, and for the month, it's around 4.5%. Year to date, it's performing strongly at about 10%.
Fund metrics show a daily volume significantly higher than its average 30-day volume, reflecting strong interest in U.S. equities. The current AUM is substantial, though specific figures aren't available for this share class. Estimated daily fund flows are positive, and it's trading at a slight discount to its NAV. The expense ratio is competitive.
Top holdings mirror the S&P 500, with tech giants like Apple and Microsoft leading the pack. Today, Apple is up about 0.5%, while Microsoft is flat.
Technically, this ETF is approaching its resistance level around $435 USD. Support is strong at about $420 US. Given the momentum in tech, I'd rate this as a buy with a price target of $450 over the next 3 months. Position size should be around 25% of the portfolio.
The S&P 500's performance is closely tied to U.S. economic indicators and Federal Reserve decisions. The dollar's strength has also influenced its appeal to international investors.
Sector-specific impacts are significant, particularly in tech and healthcare, which have been driving the index's recent gains.
Next up is the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF. Its latest closing price is around 650 Eurosen, with an intraday movement of about minus 1% today. Over the past week, it's down approximately 2%, and for the month, it's around minus 5%. Year to date, it's struggling at about minus 10%.
Fund metrics show a relatively low daily volume compared to its average 30-day volume, indicating reduced interest in energy stocks lately. The current AUM is smaller compared to other sector ETFs, and estimated daily fund flows are negative. It's trading at a discount to its NAV, and the expense ratio is higher than broad market ETFs.
Top holdings include major European energy companies like Shell and Total Energies. Today, Shell is up about 0.1%, while Total Energies is down around 1%.
From a technical standpoint, this ETF is testing its support level around 620 euro. Resistance is at about 7 euro an euro. Given the sector's challenges, I'd rate this as a sell with a price target of 5.80 euro over the next 3 months. Position size should be minimal, around 5% of the portfolio.
This ETF is heavily influenced by European energy policies and global oil prices. The euro's strength against the dollar has also played a role in its performance.
The sector-specific impact here is significant, especially with ongoing energy transition efforts and geopolitical tensions affecting oil prices.
Now let's look at the HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UCITS ETF. Its latest closing price is around 2,500 JPY, with an intraday movement of about 0.5% today. Over the past week, it's up approximately 1%, and for the month, it's around 3%. Year-to-date, it's performing well at about 5%.
Fund metrics show a moderate daily volume compared to its average 30-day volume. The current AUM is smaller compared to other regional ETFs, and estimated daily fund flows are stable. It's trading at a slight premium to its NAV, and the expense ratio is competitive.
Top holdings include Japanese companies like Toyota and Honda. Today, Toyota is up about 0.8%, while Honda is flat.
From a technical standpoint, this ETF is approaching its resistance level around 2,600 JPY. Support is strong at about 2,400 JPY. Given Japan's economic recovery, I'd rate this as a hold, with a price target of 2,700 JPY over the next 3 months. Position size should be around 15% of the portfolio.
This ETF is influenced by Japan's economic policies, particularly the Bank of Japan's actions and the yen's strength against the dollar.
The sector-specific impact here is notable, especially in automotive and technology, which have been driving Japan's recent growth.
Lastly, we have the Vanguard FTSE All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF. Its latest closing price is around 55 USD, with an intraday movement of about 0.1% today. Over the past week, it's up approximately 0.5%, and for the month, it's around 2%. Year to date, it's performing well at about 6%.
Fund metrics show a daily volume slightly above its average 30-day volume, reflecting interest in dividend-focused strategies. The current AUM is substantial, though specific figures aren't available for this share class. Estimated daily fund flows are positive, and it's trading at a slight discount to its NAV. The expense ratio is very competitive.
Top holdings include global dividend leaders like Royal Dutch Shell and Coca-Cola. Today, Shell is up about 0.1%, while Coca-Cola is flat.
From a technical standpoint, this ETF is testing its support level around 52 USD. Resistance is at about 58 USD. Given the appeal of dividend stocks in uncertain markets, I'd rate this as a buy with a price target of 60 USD over the next 3 months. Position size should be around 20% of the portfolio.
This ETF is influenced by global economic conditions and interest rates, which affect dividend yields.
The sector-specific impact here is significant, particularly in consumer staples and energy, which have been driving the ETF's recent performance.